As the battlefield of the future looks increasingly automated, Australia is poised to purchase lethal so-called Reaper drones from the United States for use in any future conflicts. American company General Atomics is locked in a fierce battle with Israeli aerospace industries for the multi-million dollar contract to supply deadly unmanned aerial vehicles. While the Australian government maintains no official decision has been made, Saturday AM understands senior military figures believe the US product is a better option. That's led its Israeli competitor to accuse Australia of lacking transparency. Here's defence reporter Andrew Green.
For the first time, the Royal Australian Air Force is looking to lethal technology for its remotely piloted aircraft.
I'm amazed, to be honest, that we haven't got drones, or more correctly, unmanned aerial vehicles by now. I mean, Australia's fallen well behind in this regard. We've been content to play with smaller unmanned aerial vehicles.
Dr. Malcolm Davis from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute is closely watching the multi-million dollar international contest to supply the country's first armed drones. Project Air 7003 is pitting US company General Atomics with its product, the MQ-9 Reaper, against Israeli aerospace industries with its offering, the Heron TP. But Shaul Shahar from IAI has accused the Defence Department of lacking transparency in the competitive process and of giving the Americans favoured treatment.
With all the risk analysis or competitive analysis they need to do here, and they didn't done it because no one has approached us, no one had asked us to put our data of the system on the table. So since that, no evaluation can be complete.
Senior defence figures have told Saturday AM the Israeli technology is reliable, but interoperability with the United States and other allies who already use the MQ-9 Reaper is crucial. Shaul Shahar rejects the argument.
We have more than 100 pilots, Australian pilots, that have been trained on our Heron 1 system. I want to remind you that one of the successful programs of UAV here in Australia was with our Heron 1 system. They use it for 3 years in Afghanistan successfully.
Dr. Malcolm Davis suspects the Reaper will win out.
I mean, I'm sure the Israeli system is very good, but you know, there's an awful lot to be said for close interoperability with our key allies. The Americans are using Reaper. The British are using Reaper. I think that it would be probably the most likely choice to go down the path of Reaper. I'm certainly not attempting to prejudge the outcome of the contest.
Defence Minister Maurice Payne has told Saturday AM Defence is considering a range of options for the future Australian Defence Force armed remotely piloted aircraft system. In a statement, she insists no decision on which system will be acquired has been made. She's added, as the evaluation process is ongoing, it's not appropriate to comment.
Andrew Green reporting.